You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Got a trending report right now. Hey, that Broncos training camp practice begins this morning out of Dove Valley.
Nick Nack was thinking about taking the kids out there today to watch that, but then I texted her and I said, you know, people started showing up for that at 5 a.m. today. They had some video footage on the news. And she's like, yeah, never mind.
Okay, forget it.
Yeah. It's going to be busy. Be packed.
Yeah, people want to go see Russell Wilson practice. Anyway, so that's this morning.
Did you see the picture of Aaron Rodgers showing up for training camp? Yes. I posted that on our Facebook page. He looks just like Nicolas Cage from Con Air.
Yeah, he even did like a side-by-side
the
photo.
The side-by-side's going around. The jeans, the white, you know, tank top, the long hair. He looks just like Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
It had to have been on purpose, right?
Well, yeah, he even did a quote from the
movie.
Did
he say, okay. Because I just saw the pictures. I was like, what is he doing?
Yeah. He, every year when he shows up at camp, he has something that he wants to do so that he can get coverage. I got to tell you, look, I'll just say.
Suck me in.
It's not important or anything, but, you know, I'm a big Green Bay Packers fan, but I've just about reached my limit with Aaron Rodgers.
Oh.
Great, great quarterback.
You don't like all this side nonsense?
There's so much side nonsense with him. Yeah. Once you become a star, you know, in sports, then I'm like, I'm out.
I kind of like this, though. He's not really taking himself too seriously. He's showing up like Nicolas Cage.
I would disagree.
He's like, whatever,
he takes himself really seriously while he does things like this to have fun. But he's a tool. but look, I'm glad he's on the team because he's really good. So... you know, that's the way it is with a whole lot of athletes, right? No matter what sport somebody watches, there's probably an athlete you're like, dang, they're good, but I just wish they would shut up.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess they got the platform.
We'll throw in one other sports note. The Rockies lost another one-run game last night at Coors Field to the White Sox. Those two teams will play a day game today, so they'll play at 1. And then the Dodgers come back to town tomorrow. Okay, personally, I'm not into In-N-Out burgers. I don't get it, but that's all right because I'm a big fan of Whataburgers. And a lot of people don't get that. So, fine, you know, you do you. People got all excited when In-N-Out opened in Colorado, and there's now a few of them scattered around the metro area. I know Lone Tree, Aurora, a few other places. But Denver itself, the city of Denver, will get its first one when a new location opens in the Central Park neighborhood.
Ooh.
Just about a block north of I-70, they expect it to open sometime before the end of the year. So we'll see the news stories again about people lined up waiting 4 hours to get an overrated burger. I'm not a commenter on articles when I read online. And this is not social media. This is not like Facebook comments. But like if you read an article online and then there's a thing where you can comment, I don't do that. And they did a little research study and they found that 90% of people don't. A whole lot don't even read them, but 90% will never comment on anything like that.
Yeah.
Are you a commenter?
I don't.
Every once in a while, maybe?
Every once in a while, but usually no.
Well, guess what? The people who comment do tend to be mostly male. It's dudes who have to sound off.
Hmm.
And the majority of those are over the age of 50, which you haven't reached that point yet, but I can just see you... and another 5-6 years, you know, pulling up your laptop and just going to town, commenting away. I feel this is kind of one of the feel-good stories of the year. The good people at the Walter Reed Medical Center, it's a military medical center, and I actually know a couple of people who have been served by the wonderful crew at Walter Reed. Anyway... they're going to start helping wounded service members transfer a previous tattoo they had onto their new prosthetic/artificial limbs.
That's really cool. I love that.
I mean, that's really cool.
That's solid. That's good.
And, you know, especially those who have a really sentimental link to something like that, they're going to start transferring those tattoos. And I don't know why, but that really just gets me right here.
That gives you the feels. That's really cool.
What else is trending?
Well, rolling in today, driving down the highway, looked up and saw that Mega Millions board, and it said 99999 on it. I was like, oh, my God, it rolled. The big news story this the morning is the Mega Millions jackpot crossed the $1 billion threshold. So Friday's drawing, an estimated $1.02 billion.
And that enough for you?
For the cash out pot of gold, that's $602 million before taxes. So that is a lot of money. I was talking with a guy at one of our sister stations this morning, and he's like, now, when you win that, do you just automatically give your friends and family some of it and kind of cut it off before they start bugging you about money? Do you just give everybody a set amount, a couple hundred grand each, and then disappear? Or do you just kind of wait to see who comes asking for money? Which way is going to be cheaper for you? And I think we kind of both settled on just give everybody some money and then run away. And just say, you will never see me again. Goodbye.
I agree with all of that.
Yeah. Enjoy your little
chunk. Be generous and then hide.
And then run. Run for the win. Anyway, big drawing on Friday. This story hurts my heart this morning, seeing as I was a Jeffco kid. Jeffco Public Schools began conversations yesterday around closing and consolidating some of its schools last night because of declining enrollment. No schools have been named yet. They'll be doing that in August. I did see a little short list that popped up online yesterday with the enrollment at a lot of these elementary schools, and my Pfeiffer Elementary that I went to elementary school was on the list. I was like, no.
Now, just to clarify to people, that doesn't mean any decisions have been made.
No, but I
just... Don't freak out yet.
Again, like I said, this list is not officially coming out until August, and then there are going to be, you know, community conversations and votes and public hearings. Jeffco has the capacity to serve just shy of about 40,000 kids in about 85 elementary schools. Last year, they served about 25,600 kids. So that is a really low enrollment. And they're like, we can't maintain these schools if we don't have kids in them. You know, what's the point? So they might be shutting some of them down.
People aren't
so
having
sad.
Kids anymore.
They really aren't. I know.
I know so many people in their 20s and 30s that are all saying, no kids for us.
Yeah, and then I was reading, too, you know, a lot of people flipped to the homeschooling during COVID, and a lot of people are staying that way, it sounds like, So that's having a large impact on it, but man, that's a bummer. Don't close my Pfeiffer. Best Buy is in trending this morning. The brick-and-mortar Best Buy stores, they're changing... how they look. They're kind of morphing. They're opening their first, it's called a digital first small format store in North Carolina.
What does that mean?
Thing takes off, it kind of looks like they're going to go that way. Kind of an Apple store concept. It's a 5,000 square foot Best Buy location. Normal stores are 40,000 square feet. And then the new stores are going to be curated with large TVs, computers, headphones, cell phones, things like that. No appliances, no DVDs, no CDs, and basically like a lot of large lockers so you could buy things online, go in there and pick it up from the locker. And then if you are looking at a TV in the store, you kind of scan the QR code and then an associate comes out, brings you the TV, and you go on with your life. So they're really making these stores... a lot smaller now, saving costs.
Well, it makes sense to stop selling appliances since all they do is break immediately anyway.
Yeah. Today is National Take Your Pants for a Walk Day. It's kind of a cutesy way of just telling people to go outside and get some ding-dang exercise.
Move your body.
Move your body. Anything else I want to tell you? God, there's so much to talk about today. We'll get to some of this later. Oh, just a heads up. Amazon just jacked the price of their Prime membership 20% in Europe. And now a lot of people are saying, ruh-roh, it's probably coming to America soon.
Probably.
More for Prime. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
A couple things you can check out today on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy. The first thing is a link to Home Depot, where they're selling a giant crab statue for $1,500.
Why?
Why not is a better question. And then the dude who got his club card, like to, I don't know, it was like a Sam's Club or Costco, tattooed on his arm so he'd never forget it. I guess he was having issues with going to these stores trying to buy things and he didn't have his club card.
Great.
So he got it tatted on his arm, and it's pretty funny watching him walk up to the, you know, the self-check and scanning his arm to register his club card. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Hey, we've talked for years and years about getting barcodes on our foreheads.
He
this
did
is
it.
The first step, right?
He's done it. Yeah, it worked, too.